working for the master in the vineyard of a lost and dying world of sin. His calling is divine in nature, and the harvest will soon begin. We are ready now to serve his purpose, to touch the heart of every man. It's a thrill and honor to share God's word of his salvation plan. It's a labor of
Cumberland Quartet, that's called A Labor of Love. And welcome to Gospel Time. I'm your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Here's one from the Dunaways. It's called A Beautiful Day. You're listening to Gospel Time.
My spirit sinking as I looked at the darkness all around. But then I thought of all my blessings and the good things in my life. And though the day was dark, my soul was filled with beautiful light. And it
sure looks like a
but my life is filled with so many riches that I claim. A roof over my head and a family to love. My life and my health and the good Lord above.
It sure looks like a beautiful day. I woke up this morning and went on my way. There are troubles around me, but still I
In the 19th Psalm, verse 14, God's Word says, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Almighty God, we realize that you are our source of strength. And our prayer today is that you would help us to control our tongues. We pray that the words we speak might never even hint of anything that could be considered gossip. And Lord, may the things that we say today glorify Jesus Christ, our Savior. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.
Not a recreation room, it's a fight, it's not a game.
Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay.
Now the champion had marched for 40 days, saying, "Send me a man to fight." The Israelites said, "I've got a brave heart, but my feet are full of fright." Then a boy in a sling and a pocket full of rocks that knew how to trust and pray said, "If you're going to run, Goliath, you better go now, because I came here to stay."
Run if you want to, run if you will.
Brother, not a recreation room, it's a fight, it's not a game.
Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay.
The decree had been signed by the hand of the king, but Daniel still talked to the Lord. The hungry lions were pacing the den.
"Here comes supper," one roared.
But if you'd been around anywhere close, you'd have heard old Daniel say, "If you're talking about me, you can just forget it, boys, because I came here to stay."
Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came.
It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight, it's not a game.
Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay.
Now the boys wouldn't bow, and the king got mad, and he said, "Turn the furnace up high. Tie them up and let's throw them in. The Hebrew boys are going to fry." But a little while later, he looked in the flames, and he heard old Shadrach saying, "Pull up a chair, boys, and warm your hands, because we came here to stay."
Run if you want to, run.
It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight, it's not a game.
Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay.
Yes, certainly. Next Friday, count on it. Not a chance.
This is Elizabeth George. Maybe you can relate. My phone would ring at 9 a.m. with a perfectly reasonable request. I'd be full of energy and blurt out, "Sure! When do you want me?" At 4 o'clock, the phone would ring again with someone else asking the same basic thing, and I'd blurt out, "No way." Why did I respond so differently? In a word, feelings. My decisions were based on how I felt at the moment. I wasn't making spiritual decisions. I was making physical decisions. And that's not the way to become a woman after God's own heart. Out of desperation, I developed a motto for myself. Make no decision without prayer. Try it. Imagine the difference it will make in your life.
Up next on Gospel Time, a song from the Tally Trio.
Ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or are hungry or cold or in danger or threatened with death? Even the scriptures say, "For your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep." No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. and I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from His love. Death can't, and life can't, the angels can't, and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39 from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation, for those who thirst.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's Hymn Time.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Well, the morning so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is black as the sea.
You expose everyone
you come in contact with.
When you're
contagious,
you can spread the germs very quickly.
And if you're a Christian who's
contagious,
you do the same with
the good news of Jesus.
When you're a
contagious
witness, people wonder
what you've got.
Make 'em
wonder what you got.
Acts chapter 2 tells of the original outbreak of contagious Christians.
No quarantine was needed. This outbreak was the cure.
Acts chapter 2 will help you be a contagious witness.
Be a contagious witness and spread the cure.
Witnessing, something to think about from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
All right. Well, let's get back to some music that makes sense, okay? Here's one from Paid in Full. This is called My Father's House. Something to think about. Are you a contagious Christian,
He rambled far away from all he loved. He gambled and he lost his mind, then wound up in the mud. So he made his way down the painful path that led back to his home. He asked himself with every step, why did I ever go? If I can get to my father's house, I'll tell him that I have sinned, and that I know that I'm not worthy to be called his son. I know I'll never understand how he could welcome me the way I am, but I'll find love. There's no doubt, if I can get to my father's house. I identify with how the lost son fell. I wasted time and crossed some lines and so confused myself. But I'm walking down the narrow path that leads to heaven's shore. Following his every step, I won't worry. If I can get to my father's house.
Paid in Full, and their song, My Father's House, a song about the well-known story from the Bible, the prodigal son. Yes, the prodigal son, not that. Anyway, here's a quick Bible question for you. Where will you find the prodigal son story in the Bible? Well, I'm going to narrow it down. Which of the four Gospels will you find the story of the prodigal son in? If you said the Gospel of Luke, then you're right, Luke 15. Beginning at verse 11. So if you said that, you're a good Bible scholar today.
I'm terribly sorry, but your dog has been seriously injured. There's not a lot we can do to help her.
Oh, dear.
Are you sure there's nothing we can do?
There is an operation we can do, but I'm afraid it would cost several $1,000s.
Well, we may be able to do something.
George, we can't afford a bill that big.
But Sparky has been at my side for the last 10 years. I just can't put her to sleep if there's something we can do.
I love Sparky, too, but we can't afford to go this deep into debt.
Doctor, isn't there anything else we can do?
I'm sorry. I'd do it for less, but...
No, Doctor. We understand.
Maybe we could rent out the spare bedroom. There's got to be something we could do to save Sparky.
The value of a life can be measured by what we are willing to sacrifice for it. Have you ever thought about the value of human life? Have you ever thought about your value? God has. He sacrificed His Son to save us from our sins. That makes your life valuable. Do you know this loving God? A message from Lifeline Productions.
Time for one more song. Let's bring on the Hayes family.
When my days are filled with lonely hours and I feel that no one cares, it is then I call on the Lord above. He assures me
Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.